We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia safety Alonzo Adai visited with media Tuesday. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure, Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacks Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deep downfield has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
So, Alonzo, you're halfway through this season. Differences between this level and where you were at New Hampshire, now that you're game, you know, into games, do you notice a big difference, or is it smaller than most of us would realize?
I would say there's definitely a difference of just the game speed. I would say the margin for error is definitely a lot different. You know, at that level, you're kind of able to make up for stuff with your athleticism, whereas at this level, you know, everybody is just as athletic as you, if not more. So your margin for error is definitely that much more smaller, but it's definitely still football.
Keep going, Greg.
Okay, take us through your family. Obviously, you're from Canada, but is all your family from Canada? Was Jamal from there at one point, or at least parts of his family, or is your family from the U.S. and then moved to Canada? How'd that work? And then your thoughts in moving back to the U.S. When you started college?
Yeah, so my grandparents were originally from Ghana, West Africa, and they moved over here with my dad, two brothers, which one is Jamal's dad, my uncle, and then my two aunts. One of my aunts actually lives in England right now. So my direct family, like my dad, he was young. So he was like 16 when they moved. So when my grandparents moved over to Canada, he stayed with them. Whereas my Uncle Freddie, Jamal's dad, he was able to, he was in college at that time. So he was able to attend a U.S. college. And that's how I have a family in the United States.
Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, Lonzo, I was just wondering, what are you seeing out of Kansas State's offense? Obviously, it's another young quarterback you guys are going to be facing this week.
From what we've seen so far, it's definitely going to be a challenge, as every week is. You know, they have talent at all positions. Very talented at running back. Obviously, they like to get the ball to their back, whether it's in the run game or the pass. And then they have playmakers on the outside as well. So it'll be a good task for our defense.
Mike Kazaza.
Hey, Alonzo, off football, if you don't mind for a second. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about daily deposits and, I don't know, kind of your entrepreneurial spirit, what that is and what that maybe figures to be for you later in life.
Well, daily deposits, I started that brand during the pandemic. Here at West Virginia, we do a lot of community service. And when the whole pandemic started and we had to go home, the coaches still wanted us to try and be involved in our communities in any way possible. So with daily deposits, I started just posting small videos of me working out every day, which I would normally do, and just said, you know, getting my deposit in, which was kind of just like me, you know, depositing time towards my craft. And I received like a lot of feedback from my immediate community. And then my teammates also supported me a lot with it. And it kind of just grew from there into what it is now, where I have, you know, an Instagram page and people back home working with me on it and just trying to stay involved in the community and get everybody, you know, especially during the pandemic when everybody's inside, nobody really likes to go out, still being able to be active and deposit time towards their health and fitness.
Kevin Kinder.
Lonzo, tying that together with the family, with your family background that you just spoke about, did those moves, your background, you know, with obviously several different countries, did that help you be more independent, more ready to strike out with things like this and, you know, better able to adjust transferring?
Most definitely. I've been away from home now maybe like 6-7 years. Obviously, with transitioning to a new school, you're always gonna have the new environment struggles. But me being able to, you know, not really have that homesickness feeling too much, it's helped me most definitely.
Back to you, Greg.
So more on you getting used to this. I assume you played Canadian rules football growing up, so. Is that a huge difference for a player? I mean, we know the rules, but how much did that take to adjust once you came over and started playing American style?
Honestly, I feel like it helped me a lot, especially playing defensive back, just because of the motions in Canada and, you know, being able to cover receivers running at you full speed before the snap, and then now coming to the States. You know, they're stationary before, obviously they can motion, but not a running start. So I feel like it definitely helped me at the defensive back position. Obviously the rules are different, so it took some getting used to in that. But I also was able to travel with certain travel teams, and I came down here for camps before you know, starting college in the States. So it wasn't like I just started college in the States and that was the first time I'd ever like experienced the rules.
Back to you, Mike.
Yep, getting back to the brand, what plans do you have for that after school? Do you have, like, apparel? Is it going to be videos? Where do you want to take it?
Well, right now I'm really just focused on football, to be honest with you. You know, I obviously brainstorm ideas, mainly just with my family. You know, my two little brothers, they love it, and they're, you know, sending me videos every day of them making their deposits. So it's cool to see that. But as far as, you know, plans after, I'll assess that when I get there. Right now, it's just about football in school.
And go ahead, Greg.
Lonzo, what did you do during the quarantine over the summer? I mean, a lot of people that didn't live in the States were worried about going home and getting back. So did you go home? What did you do during that time?
Yeah, so I was here when everything kind of started, and then luckily I was able to go home, you know, for a short period of time. The coaches worked with me, being able to make sure that I'd be able to return safely back. And then I was back here pretty early in the summer. So during quarantine, it was just a lot of working out from home, relaxing, catching up on sleep, to be honest. But yeah, mainly just working out, trying to own in on my craft, doing different little things, you know, things that I might not be able to do during a normal summer where we have, you know, in-person classes and stuff like that. I have more time on my hands to be able to, you know, go for runs in the morning or work on, you know, catching with a teammate or something like that. But just little things definitely tightened up my game.
And Joe Percato, you can finish us up.
Alonzo, I know you had the redshirt year initially at New Hampshire. How was this past redshirt year beneficial for you here?
It was huge. Like you said, I redshirted at New Hampshire, so my mentality coming here when I found out that I had to sit, it was just to take advantage of those things that I felt like I didn't take advantage of in my redshirt year at New Hampshire. So I really just tried to lock in on my game. They put me in the developmental program over here. So heavy into the weights, heavy into, you know, positional skill drills and stuff like that. So it definitely played a role. And I was able to, you know, compete against the ones every day being on scout team. So I was able to compete against, you know, Jared and those guys on a daily basis, which was good and definitely helped my game.
And that was West Virginia safety Alonzo Dye. The Mountaineers face Kansas State on Saturday at noon. The game will be televised nationally on ESPN2. Thanks for listening.